KB2HXS Mobile listening.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA.
Well, howdy.
I'm making a repeater. I'm up on 25 north, just a few miles from Interstate 26.
Just left Inman. I'm heading down to Simpsonville here to work at a car wash.
Work at a car wash?
Production, we're prepping the exhaust. We're drilling through the roofs and stuff, getting ready for the heaters to go in.
Well, I'm headed up to Maggie Valley to see my sister and my wife was coming, but she had a reaction to the booster shot yesterday, and she's okay now, but it just left her pretty weak, and she wouldn't be able to do much or just sit around, so she said, you know, just go on by yourself and y'all have fun.
To the booster, that's not good. That's not good. You better keep an eye on that. A good friend of mine up in New York, imagine that, I got friends in New York, he's having reactions to the shots now. He's got memory issues and he's got some heart issues now that he's never had before. So just keep an eye on that.
Well, yeah, seems like I've heard that those were some of the extreme, side effects, but she had a well-fed time with the flu vaccine. You get the two shots that I did, so I haven't gotten the booster yet, but I'm going to sign up for a ride through my chart, and so I get the same brand that I got with the regular COVID shot. I think I said flu, but anyway, COVID. And I've already had my flu shot, so anyway. So I'm really not dreading it.
Yeah, that's all I want to say about that, I guess. But Maggie Valley, that's what, Tennessee?
It's North Carolina, just an hour and a half from Greenville. It's up, well, I don't know if you remember where Ghost Town used to be. It's right there in Waynesville, near Waynesville, North Carolina.
No, I'm not really that familiar. I know where Charlotte is. I know where the major cities are. But I don't really know the little towns.
It's a pretty popular place. I mean, it's not like Gatlinburg and all that. It's not real commercialized. And it's really a good thing, but, you know, they have stuff every all summer there at their, I don't know what they call it, like a little convention center, but it's all outdoors, and they have something every week. They have Corvette weekend, you know, bikers come in there all summer long. It's a big, big stop there for bikers, and so it's a neat place.
Oh, excellent. My wife and I, we want to go up to that tobacco barn up in Asheville. I guess it's like a big antique warehouse. You go up and you can walk around for 3 or 4 days and not see everything.
Yeah, Asheville's growing and everything. There's a lot to do. We went to a rooftop restaurant up there a few weeks ago. Man, it was just really great. I think it was Cuban food or, gosh, I can't remember. Anyway, it wasn't anything. It wasn't your regular, you know, meat potatoes kind of place. But the food was good. And even on my Atkins diet, I could find stuff to eat. But anyway, I don't know if I'm making a repeater or not.
No, you're still in there. You're getting a little noisier as we're going here, but You're still in there.
Please, in a minute, because I think this section right up here on 26 now made a fine entry right between a cement truck and an 18-wheeler. I had about two car lengths at 80 miles an hour, and I just zipped right between them. Tell you what, this car will do anything.
Will you be safe out there? I can hear in the background you're driving the big car today with the big engine, so you're spending some money on some gas.
It's about 24 miles a gallon on the highway, which really isn't that bad. And I get around 19 in the summer and 21 in the winter when I'm not using the air. And I'm getting ready to put a cold air intake. I've got it. It's sitting in at the house. I just haven't put it on yet. My wife was supposed to give it to me for Christmas, but she said, I'm not even going to wrap it. She said, just go ahead and put it on your car. And so I hurt my right wrist, so I'm kind of letting it heal before I try to do any manual labor for a few days. And maybe it'll feel better.
Well, I hope it does. Well, listen, you have a good Christmas. I'm pulling into the construction site here. I will catch you another day. 73 to you, my friend. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
Christmas, I hope Santa's good to you. And don't work too hard out there today. At least it's not freezing cold. And have a good one. 73's KB4CBA Mobile.
Have a good day. KB2HXS will be clear.
For VWA Mobile.
VWA KB4CBA. I don't know if I'm in the repeater or not.
Hey, Dave. Just listen for that little tail squelch. You'll know whether you're hitting it or not. How you doing, bud? You are a little bit scratchy. Where are you? Somewhere on Wade Hampton?
26 westbound. I'm at the Fletcher exit. Old Highway 25. Headed up to Maggie Valley.
Right, 1 mile from Maggie Valley?
I've seen a sister, and my wife, she was coming, but she got the booster yesterday, and it really did a number on her. Boy, she had a fever of 103 last night, and it just really wiped her out. So she's better this morning, but she just stayed home.
Well, I hope she gets to feeling better. Yeah, when Sue got her shot, it knocked her down. That second shot knocked her down for 4 days, man. I mean, it was tough. And, it was really tough on her. Now, but that's the craziest thing. I got the shot, and I got a little bit of a sore arm, and that's it.
My wife's like that. I mean, she didn't have it 4 days, but, you know, just overnight it was rough. She had to wake me up, and you know, I had to wait on her a little bit. But, you know, that's just what husbands and wives do for each other. And so anyway, I'm trying to talk and drive here. I'm just 40 miles an hour. 60 to 40 on 26. But anyway, she's better today, and I don't have the reactions that she has, so I'm just grateful for that.
Well, I'm glad I didn't react like that. I tell you what, I'm a big baby when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I can get just a little sniffle and I'm all out of sorts. So, well, anyhow, man, you're making a repeater great.
Where I'm at, it's 6 are pretty scratchy, but I think I may have gotten through that part.
Man, you're making it good today. And were you on there with me when, who was it that was on there with us this morning? Said they were in Easley, and they were hearing me direct on the input from Inman.
No, I wasn't on this morning, but, you know, that happens, especially, well, I mean, you know, there's band openings on 2 meters periodically, especially if we have a, you know, temperature inversion, and that may have been what happened, because we've been having some warm days and cool nights, almost spring-like weather, you know, so it's just, you know, just the way it is.
Got down, it was 40 at my house when I left this morning at about 7:30, quarter of 8, and man, let me tell you what, it's 60 over here in Spartanburg, and that's according to my truck, so I've had to come out of my big coat and, you know, layer off a little bit.
57 when I left the house. Now mine's gone down to 50. Of course, that's not surprising because I'm headed north. So you kind of expect that.
Truck is doing something strange here. On my display it says four-wheel drive shift in progress. Well, I've got a manual shift handle in the floor for my four-wheel drive, so I don't know what it thinks it's doing, but I'm going to take it over to the Dodge dealership or the Ram dealership on Monday after Christmas.
Yeah, maybe it's just the module or the sensor itself that's going bad. Heck, where that sensor is, it's probably in a low spot on the truck. You know, you could have snacked something and unplugged it, or who knows. But anyway, I hope it's nothing expensive.
Warranty, baby. I'm under warranty. No, it can't be something hanging down, because like I said, I've got manual four-wheel drive shift. It does it with a handle. It's not one of those electronic, you know, flick a button kind of things.
So just talking about the sensor itself, it's usually mounted on the transfer case, and it could be in a position to where it's kind of low, and you know, and snag something. But oh man, well, I'm getting off here at Long Shoals. I'm gonna go to the pie shop and see if my cousin owns a pie shop up here. And I'm going to see what we got here. Maybe she's got something sugar-free that I like. And I don't think I'm going to get back on 26 because it is a parking lot. Anyway, so, well, they got people stopped everywhere. They got people stopped going the direction I want to go when I get through when I leave the pie shop. So I don't know where I'm gonna go. I guess this truck driver doesn't know he's got his own lane here, but anyway, he'll figure it out in a minute, I guess.
Be back a key lime pie. Sugar free or not?
They probably have a key lime. You got $36. I'll be glad to get it for you.
But I've already spent too much on her, so. All right, bud. Well, listen, get up there and have fun, but don't let anybody run over you. And as far as coming back, hey, I'd go up and I'd hit the parkway and ride the parkway back. Besides, that's a fun ride if it's not too crowded up there.
It's not too bad. It wouldn't be too bad. The Mustang would be kind of like riding a motorcycle, and but I usually come through Clyde and take the old roads, some old roads there. I can't remember the numbers. I just know where to turn and all that. It's a two lane, but it's got some passing lanes, you know, for slow trucks, so you can get around the slow traffic. And it's a little more of a pleasant drive than definitely the 40 and 26. I tell you, that exit off of 40 onto 26 when you're going eastbound is just unbelievable. It's how backed up that thing gets.
KN4 VWA. No, I'm very familiar with it right there. It's just miserable. Man, I tell you, they can back up all the way out to Waynesville, going out that way. It's crazy.
Yes. All right, well, I'm here at the pie shop, so let me jump out, and I will talk with you later. And 73s, I'm sure I'll talk with you before Christmas, but anywho, enjoyed lunch yesterday, and do that again soon. Maybe Phil can drop in, grace us with his presence next time.
He'll blow us off next time. All right, bud. Be careful out there. 73's KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
4 VWA, KB4 CBA, clear.